You are listening to Social Media Decoded, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs and business owners simplify social media and thrive online. We provide actionable information that you can use and see results. I'm your host, Michelle Thames, and let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Social Media Decoded podcast, the number one podcast to help you understand social media better so that you grow your business, get more clients, and monetize. And I am your host, Michelle Thames, your navigator in the exciting world of digital marketing. You know, I love, love, love social media and digital marketing. This is, of course, why I started this podcast. But today, friend, we are stepping outside of the typical office environment that you may think of, okay? And I want to dive into the world of business retreats. Yes, business retreats. They have changed my life, no lie. And today I want to share with you, you know, all about retreats. I am fresh off an incredible retreat that I just hosted in Miami for 8 amazing women business owners. It was a movie, literally. And today I'm here to share why I believe integrating business retreats into your business isn't just a perk, but it is a game changer. And maybe stay tuned to the end because I'm going to be inviting you to my next transformative getaway in a tropical destination happening this November. And I'm super excited to tell you about it. So when you think of a retreat, I know you might picture relaxation and downtime. Yes, right? But it's so much more. I feel that retreats can be a powerful tool for growth, networking, and strategy, refinement, and I want to break down how retreats can actually revolutionize the way you do business. One of my first retreat, one of my colleagues, business friends, invited me on her retreat for one of her clients, a few of her clients, I'm sorry, and it was really amazing, and at that time, I was definitely thinking about how I could incorporate retreats into my business. I really love in-person interaction, and I really love community. I love just being in community with people, talking to other women, really masterminding and helping them. And so when I was invited to a retreat, which was in Arizona, I was like, oh my gosh, this is such a beautiful place. Like the vibe here is lit. It's amazing. I just love how it feels. I was supposed to go on a retreat to Sedona the year before, but there was a snowstorm in Chicago and I couldn't make it. Go figure. In April, y'all. So that was going to be my first retreat, but I know God makes no mistakes and I was not supposed to go on that retreat. So going on my friend's retreat just really showed me how retreats really work and how I could potentially add it to my business model. So leaving her retreat, that was last July. That same day that I was at the airport, I said, I am hosting a retreat in Arizona in January. And so I put together everything about the retreat, where it was going to be, all of that, and just put it out there, y'all. This was my first time ever hosting a retreat. Guess what? That retreat sold out in November, and it was my first retreat. It was this year, January 2024, in Scottsdale, Arizona, and it was a success. I'm so excited about retreats. I really love them. And so I want to break down retreats and why I think they're so amazing. And I feel like at the heart of every retreat, like there's many retreats. There's yoga retreats, business retreats, girlfriend retreats, dating retreats, relationship retreats, all type of retreats. So I want you to know that if you're thinking about hosting a retreat, you could totally do that. You can add it to your business model. But if you're someone who is thinking about going to a retreat as well, I think it is an amazing opportunity to help your business growth. I feel like when I went on my second retreat, which was to Costa Rica in November, it was really eye-opening for me. And I had such an amazing time that I knew that I was going to be hosting retreats from that point on out and that I would be going to more retreats from that point on out. And so at the heart of every retreat is the opportunity for, I feel, immersive learning when we're away from the daily grind. This past weekend in Miami, we were away from the daily grind. We got to focus deeply on specific areas in our businesses. In Miami, we had workshops on social media strategy. We talked about mindfulness. We talked about money. I had my amazing, amazing accountant come in. She lives in Florida and she came in and gave a really great overview to help the ladies out when it comes to getting our finances together in our business. She gave out workbooks. We had workbooks. And so we had a mix of amazing workshops and sessions, and we really dove deep and masterminded. So I feel like this deep dive fosters not just learning, but meaningful implementation. Another way that I feel retreats are beneficial is building your network. Retreats offer a unique environment. I am a person who is for small, intimate retreats. So I envision my retreats to be anywhere from 6 to 12 women each time. And so this time we had 8 women. The first time there were 6. This next one that I'll be hosting internationally, it can fit 12. So 12 or more. So we can see it's getting there. I'm so excited to see my retreats continue to grow. And again, this is my first time doing this. I have hosted events before and I feel like retreats are similar to events. But again, now this is an intimate space. It's a different type of space to host a retreat. You have to be in a different type of mindset to actually be the retreat host, right? So I feel that retreats offer a unique environment to connect with fellow entrepreneurs on a similar journey. It's about building relationships in a setting that encourages open, honest communication. In Miami, the connections were formed over morning coffee. We had a beach photo shoot, beachside chats. We had dinner every night. Connections that have since evolved into collaborations and partnerships. Every person left the retreat with a partnership from someone who they may not have even known. They collabed and connected during this. And that is what I really love. I'm a connector and I love connecting people. And I feel that my retreats definitely do that. They bring together some amazing women entrepreneurs who are all on the same page, who all have, you know, similar beliefs and similar goals. And it really is life-changing when you can be in an open space and really elevate. Oh, elevate is something that is on the agenda for this year, because that's my word for the year. And it's no mistake that a lot of things that have been coming up in my life is elevate. Okay. So another thing I love about retreats is renewed vision and energy. There's something about a change of scenery, my friend, that can recharge your batteries and inspire new ideas. I feel like the participants often leave with renewed energy and a fresh perspective on their business, which is vital for navigating the challenges and running an online business. It is hard. None of this is easy, right? It's not just a break from the work, but it is an investment in your mental and creative health. I feel like these retreats are life-changing. The ones that I have been on and the ones definitely that I am hosting and putting together are life-changing and transformative. You can also head over to Instagram at Michelle L. Thames and check out some of the videos of my past retreat from this weekend so you can see what I'm talking about. You can visually see what I am saying about the women who I brought together. And a lot of these women I met on social media. I met at different networking events. I've collaborated with before. It was just an amazing group of women, but you're listening to this podcast, but I can show you better than I can tell you and you can hear. So if you're really interested in learning more about, especially how my retreats go down, head on over to Instagram at Michelle L. Thames and take a look at my videos. We recently just posted some videos from Miami with some testimonials from the amazing women who were there. So definitely check out my page and follow, hit that follow button. Right. So when you have this renewed vision and energy, you are able to go forth and just like with a fresh mind. Like I feel like Monday was amazing and so many new opportunities are on the horizon and it's time to get things going. Right. The fourth thing is tailored experiences. Each retreat, especially that I do, I feel is crafted to meet the needs of the participants. From if we have speakers, the activities, the pacing of the schedule, I feel like every aspect of my retreats are designed to maximize your experience and the outcome. So the takeaways from the attendees are concrete strategies that are tailored to their business needs. I like to have intimate retreats where each person can get individualized support on their businesses. I got to talk to each attendee individually and really get to know them and their business better. And that is really what I love. So I know you've been listening to this episode and you're like, Michelle, okay. I've been thinking about retreats, or maybe you've been thinking about coming to one of my retreats, but I have some really exciting news. And I want to tell you all that my next retreat is going to be happening in the lush landscapes of Costa Rica. Y'all, I went to Costa Rica last November and fell in love with this place. I love Costa Rica. And this November 8th through 11th, we will be in Costa Rica for the Elevate and Illuminate retreat. We will be strategizing our 2024 and 2025. No, we're going to be strategizing our 2025 plans because it's going to be November. We're going to already be through, right, most of 2024. So we're going to get a head start on 2025, our business plan in the backdrop of tropical forests and soothing ocean waves. My retreat in Costa Rica will not only offer advanced marketing and workshops, but also sessions on scaling your business and also enhancing your personal well-being, because I believe mind, body, soul, it all matters. We have to take care of all of that, especially as business owners, is very important. So a lush, relaxing environment, but an environment where you can connect with other women entrepreneurs. Yes, sorry for my fellas out there. This is a retreat for women entrepreneurs, and I'm just really, really excited. So it's going to be a lot of amazing sessions, a lot of amazing attendees, and also amazing speakers as well. And we'll definitely be doing some photo shoots and getting content because, duh, right? This is what we do. So if you are ready to transform your business approach and network with like-minded entrepreneurs, join us in Costa Rica this November. There are payment plans available definitely on this retreat. I have the information. If you want the information, you can send me a DM on Instagram with the word Elevate, and I'll send you over the link right away. But it's also down below in the show notes if you want to take a look. If you want to jump on a 15-minute call with me as well, the call link is also below, but it will also be on the website as well. Okay, so join us in Costa Rica. It's more than just a retreat. It is a stepping stone to your next big business breakthrough. For more details, again, to reserve your spot, I do have deposits. So if you want to snag your spot with your deposit, let's chat. Okay. Again, you can send me a DM on Instagram at Michelle L. Thames. You can take a look down below at the information on the Elevate and Illuminate retreat. The link is below, but you can always, again, send me a message on Instagram and I will send you the link right away. Okay. Spots are limited, of course, because I believe in quality interaction. So don't wait too long. There's already a lot of interest. If, you know, you feel like, Michelle, this is aligned and I'm interested. Don't wait. Okay. Send me a DM. Let's have a conversation. One thing though about my retreats is I am not going to let anyone come on my retreat that I don't think is a good fit. So you do have to be a good fit for this retreat. And I do want to make sure that it is beneficial for you. So that's why I would love to have a conversation if this is something that sounds of interest to you. I want to thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Social Media Decoded. I hope today's episode inspires you to consider how a retreat could fit into your business strategy. I want you to remember that sometimes stepping back is the best way to leap forward. Again, I am your host, Michelle Thames, and I look forward to seeing you, my friend, in Costa Rica. Until next time, keep pushing the boundaries and decoding your success. Thank you so much for being a listener of the Social Media Decoded podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope that you got some gems. If you got some gems, make sure to tag me on Instagram at Michelle L. Thames and share those gems with me. I cannot wait to talk to you all in the next one.